Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sharon. How may I help you?
Hi. Yes, who are you representing?
We are a third-party call center that represent over 100 different vendors.
I'm sorry. I can't understand you.
We are a third-party call center that represent over 100 different vendors.
Oh, okay. Because I got a fraud alert on my credit card today, and on the credit card, it says the name of the entity that made the charge was Highest Electronic Elements. Is that a company that you represent?
We represent over 100 different vendors. The only way I can check and see what was charged and if you were charged by this company is by pulling up in that account. Can I have your zip code?
Zip code 95765.
Your first and last name?
First name's Kenneth. Last name's Woodard. WOODARD.
Okay, Mr. Woodard, can you verify your address for me for security purposes?
2351 Sunset Boulevard, 170-111 Rockland, California.
Thank you. I was able to locate an account with the information you provided me with. So just bear with me while I get it pulled up here.
Okay.
All right. So I have the account pulled up, and upon taking a look of the account, I see here that on the 23rd of December, there was a purchase made where you paid shipping and handling fee of $8.25 to receive a drone. Do you remember making that purchase?
Yes, a drone. Yes, $8.25.
Yes, sir. So that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Saving Clubs, and every month
Oh, no, 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 no. I know what this is. This was a done deal. This thing, and I might even talk to you because I recognize your voice. I called, and I've got, where is it? Let me give me a minute because I know right where this is. It's right in here. This is about just bear with me, please. Let me find the. Oh, where in the heck is it, for God's sakes? Just looking at it. Oh, I know where it is. Bear with me. I'm so sorry. It's Christmas and everything. So much confusion. Jesus. It's right here on my desk in this pile of stuff. Let me get it here. I can't remember without looking at it. Here it is. There was... Oh, well, holy moly. I got that on it. It is here on my desk. Please bear with me. It is right here. I just have to find it. Oh, my God. That goddamn thing. Oh, goodness. Oh, man, I'm getting really agitated. I need to slow down here. Anyway, what happened was this was a shipping and handling on a drone but then there was some kind of a deal that they didn't even say anything about, like with an ongoing charge for something of $60-some, $60 to $70 in that range, ongoing for some kind of a thing. And I called and disputed it, and I was supposed to get, and it was, this one was under, it was listed under, the charge was Blissful Guard was the thing, and there was a shipping and handling, and then this other charge came through, and anyway, I called and canceled the whole thing, and I got you agreed to refund my money, which I have not gotten, and that's why I have this on my notes. I haven't pulled out of my goddamn file to follow up because I haven't gotten a refund. And I got a confirmation number that you gave me. Now, for God's sakes, if I can't find the damn thing, I'm just about, here it is. Holy shit. Ah, my God. I'm half out of my mind, if you can't tell. It's been a heck of a day. But here it is right here. This was, and at that particular time, this was back in November 27th, and the merchant listed this time was Blissful Guard, and on my MasterCard, and basically what I told you. Let me find the confirmation number.
Okay. Well, the only information I'm able to provide you is the information I'm able to see on the account. I don't see anything reflected in November. The payment that I'm referring to is the one in December. I don't show anything for the month of November. That may be another company.
Listen to me for a minute. You guys are you're going to keep charging me every month these stupid charges. I didn't get a drone. You sent charging me shipping and handling. This is about the third time you charged me for this, and I haven't gotten a drone, and I don't want a drone from you guys. And this ongoing charge is bullcrap because in the order there was nothing about any ongoing charge. And I'm gonna have to read all my notes here that I wrote it all down. And I was given the confirmation number about this. And that way. What's your name again?
Shane.
Okay, Shane. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't you, but anyway, I spoke to a Quay and a Pedro. But anyway, this was for $82.45. And I've got. Oh my God. Okay. I know this is the same deal. I know it is. But how do I? Whatever you just charged me for, how do I stop that? Because it's. I don't want it, and it's bullcrap, and I didn't agree to any ongoing kind of charge for any, I don't know, what was it for, what's the $62.37 for?
Okay, that is a, because you paid the shipping and handling fee to receive the drone, which is a welcoming gift, it's, the $67.32 is for the membership for the Faith Direct Saving Club. And so in return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club for our online web store.
Yeah, this was exactly the same as the last time. Exactly the same gimmick as the last time. And the shipping came through, and then this other charge came through as a membership to a thing with a gift thing or whatever. I didn't ask for any of that.
Okay, so sir, Mr. Woodruff, I can only provide you information in regards to what I'm able to see on your account as of right now. I don't show anything for the month of November. I can only see the payment of December. That may be a different company that you're referring to, but that's not what I'm able to see on the account.
You guys are a gimmick. I don't know whether you know. I'm not saying you are. You just work for them, but they're fraudulent. They're doing this to everybody. You know, they're charging these stupid shipping and handling because it seems like nothing to get a gift, to get like a drone. And then they're dinging them, and they're not saying anything about these memberships in the order, the purchase order to get the drone. There's nothing on there about that at all. So you don't see it. And then the next thing you know, you're hit with this membership thing, and you know, and I'm supposed to get a refund from the last time, and I don't want another one going forward. And I haven't ordered after that one in November. I haven't ordered anything because I've stopped all this shit because this is all turned into one big gimmick when you try and get something for shipping and handling. You know, it just turned into a really ugly thing. And so how do I get this refunded?
Well, the 6732 didn't go through. That payment declined. So the and
that's
then,
right.
Yeah, that payment didn't go through.
Yeah, I got a fraud alert, and I got MasterCard on the other line waiting for me. But I wanted to track down who in the hell this was. And that this is the same deal as before. So, you know, and you are the same company. So who do I need to talk to about the one before? I got
that's
a
different
company,
sir. That's not this company because it's not reflecting on your account that payment.
How far back can you go with transactions?
I can only see the payment for the month of December. That's the only thing that's shown on your account.
Can you see back into November if I had a chart in November?
Yes, sir. We can see far back. And the only payment that is showing is the month of December. It's not showing anything for November.
Yeah, and I didn't do any more. I don't know where this order came from, but I didn't order this $8.25 shipping hand. I stopped all these orders, this kind of stuff, because of the very one last time. And I realized it was all turned into a big fraudulent thing. And I've been unsubscribing to all these things. So do this if you can. Please cancel. Because, you know, obviously this is not being, it's not going to be paid because of the MasterCard alert, fraud alert, but cancel that thing going forward so they don't hit me next month with another one. Cancel it and just take me off all your list and unsubscribe me. Can you do that? Can you take me out of your system?
Well, I can cancel your membership so you will no longer be charged.
Will you please do that? Cancel the membership. I don't even know what this membership is. I didn't ask for it. I don't want it. I never saw it. It's a gimmick. It's a fraud. What's the name of your company again? What's the name of your company again?
You said the name of the company?
Yes, your company that you work for.
The Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Best Consumer Gadget Club. Okay. Well, just so, and your name's Shane?
Shan.
Shan?
That is correct.
Just so you know, Shan, you work for a fraudulent company. You might want to get the hell out of there and get another job because this, what they're doing, is illegal. This is a scam they got going on.
Yes, sir. And your account has been canceled. Did you want the confirmation number stating that it has been canceled?
Yes, please.
It's C as in Charlie.
C.
263.
469. 469. And just so you know, the confirmation number that they gave me the last time was exactly that same format. So it's the same deal. These companies have all different names. They disguise things all different ways. So just a heads up for you. And thank you for canceling that. And I hope I don't pop up on any more of those lists because you know I don't want any of it. Thank
all
you.
Right. You're welcome. Was there anything else I can help you with?
No, that should do it.
Thanks for calling customer support. Please enjoy the remainder of your day.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.